Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. While state regulators sort out who will get licenses to run medical marijuana dispensaries in Massachusetts, many patients, probably thousands, are already using medical marijuana. To find out how they're getting it and which doctors are recommending it, we visited both a clinic and a marijuana provider. Today, we take you to one of the newly opened specialized clinics for medical marijuana patients.
So what's the condition that you're coming to see us for?
At the front desk of Integrate Massachusetts in Burlington, office manager Elizabeth Stockbridge answers a steady stream of calls from patients seeking relief from pain, nausea, seizures, and all sorts of other medical conditions.
How long have you had the migraines and the headaches? Are those documented?
People coming to Integrate are asked to provide medical records, but many of them have been self-treating with marijuana for years. Because many Massachusetts hospital groups are steering clear of medical marijuana right now, patients are coming here, and they're not seeking help just for physical ailments.
My name is Danielle. I'm 28 years old, and I started coming here for mental health reasons.
Danielle Page of Marblehead is a new patient at Integrate, but she's not new to psychiatric treatment or marijuana.
I've been using marijuana since I was 13 years old. That's on and off.
Paige says she realized long ago that marijuana helped ease her anxiety, depression, and attention deficit disorder, but she never wanted to have to take pills every day. During her $200 45-minute initial appointment at Integrate, and after a review of her medical records, she received a doctor's recommendation for medical cannabis.
I feel vindicated that, like, something that I've been doing for a very long time, I finally feel vindicated that I'm right.
A lot of the patients I'm seeing, they've come to me because they've failed a lot of the pharmaceutical treatments.
Dr. Thor Augustin is an osteopathic physician trained in psychiatry. He opened Integrate Massachusetts in October and has since recommended medical cannabis for hundreds of patients. About half of the clinic's clients are being treated for psychiatric conditions.
I think it is better long-term to be on cannabis than it is a lot of benzodiazepines, a lot of antipsychotics, a lot of mood stabilizers are a lot more harmful to the body on a whole.
Psychiatric illnesses are not on the approved list of conditions that Massachusetts doctors can treat with medical marijuana. But Augustin says the law gives doctors discretion in determining what qualifies as a debilitating condition.
I ask them everything I would normally ask them in a psychiatric evaluation, and then apply the appropriate treatment. If it's, cannabis, if it's pharmaceutical medicines, if it's herbs or vitamins.
You have to, I think it seems like anyway, walk a fine line between determining who wants to get high and who really needs this as a medical treatment.
It depends on the patient,
Some mental health patients don't have medical documentation because they may not have been comfortable reaching out for treatment before. In that case, Augustin says, he relies on his training in psychiatry. Sometimes he recommends cannabis and prescription psychiatric medicines simultaneously. Joey Rotman is the other osteopath at Integrate. He specializes in treating chronic pain.
We do a full history. We do a full physical examination, including an osteopathic examination of their spine and other possible trigger points. And we have to have medical records that show 6 months of care.
The Massachusetts Medical Society recently released a statement expressing concern about these clinics, calling them certification centers for patients seeking marijuana. The society says the clinics appear to sidestep the DPH regulation requiring an ongoing physician-patient relationship. But Augustin says he does establish a relationship with each patient, which includes follow-ups every 6 months or sooner. We also wanted to know how many times Integrate has denied a patient a recommendation for medical marijuana.
Not everybody that comes in gets a recommendation. We do, delay or deny people.
Augustin could not say, though, how many times the clinic has turned someone away for not adequately proving an illness. But once a patient gets a recommendation for medical marijuana, where do they get the drug? Doctors are not responsible for where a patient obtains marijuana. Suzanne Grealish of Watertown gets hers from friends or dealers instead of growing it herself or getting it from a caregiver, as state regulations require.
I don't have time to grow it myself right now, and I would like to, because I'd like to be able to get a real nice, blend. But as soon as the dispensary is open, and that's what I'm going to do.
Grealish, who is 55 years old, uses pot to treat chronic pain. Before it was legal, she used it to ease severe nausea from chemotherapy. Now, so she doesn't have to take prescription drugs, she smokes a small amount of marijuana 3 to 4 times a week.
I usually do just like 2 puffs, and that really helps me, and I can loosen up and kind of stretch and, breathe a little bit. It's really good for connecting my mind and body together so I can kind of focus where the pain is.
Danielle Page says she smokes before but not during her workday to alleviate her anxiety. She works with kids in a residential mental health program. She insists that it would be debilitating if she took prescription drugs.
I would be on the floor. I mean, I wouldn't even be able to drive or function at work, where I can wake up, smoke in the morning, go to work, and know that I'm safe, the kids I'm working with are safe, and the people around me are safe, and I'm fine. I'm fine.
Paige now gets her marijuana from a caregiver. That's someone who can legally supply marijuana to a certified patient. Tomorrow on All Things Considered, we'll have more on why there's a shortage of caregivers in Massachusetts and why some of them are blatantly violating state regulations.